G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 57 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is going to be about a few tips that I came up with recently. I emailed my membership base and also put a brief version on social media about it the other day. And it received some good feedback. So I just want to go in into a couple of those points a little bit more and probably explain it a little more in detail. But this was sort of off the back of a selection debrief video I did for last year, so 2022 Commando selection debrief video. So I put together one of those, a full version, went for about an hour for all the people in my Indefatigable program. So I broke it down a couple of these points that I emailed out and put on social media recently. I'll probably, in regards to the debrief video, often or for the last 3 years anyway, I've put out a free version of that. So give me a bit of time and I'll probably do that for the 2022 selection courses as well. But for now, let's take a look at some of these points that I put out yesterday. So they include fitness, body, kit, cognitive skills, and mindset. So these points that you want to be on top of going down the selection pathway, only a couple of points. Obviously, there's a lot of things that you want to do in regards to preparing for selection. But let's just talk about a couple of these points. The first one was fitness. And I wrote, at least in the email, you want to get your fitness right. Okay, and people are thinking, I know people will be thinking, oh, no shit. You know, you hear me say it, no shit, that your fitness has got to be right up there. But what I mean by that, and why I mention that, is because dudes get it wrong every year. Candidates get it wrong every year. Either they don't do enough, which is not all, no, it's not generally not the case. Most guys will do a lot, but some guys are lacking in certain areas or don't give themselves enough time to prepare. They don't understand that once you start the pre-selection course or program, you know, you're sort of 6 months out, you should already be really fit, okay? You don't want to have any glaring weaknesses before that. But apart from being sort of not prepared or underprepared, guys will train too hard too early for too long, and they're either going to get sick or they're going to get injured or they're going to go into selection with some significant niggles, and then on selection, you're probably going to get sick or you're probably going to get injured, okay? You've got to follow a good program that tapers well so you are fully rested going into selection. You're not setting yourself up for failure there, okay? So follow a good program. Doesn't have to be my program. Any program. It should be a good program that covers everything and gets you fit but has you tapering and has you fully rested and recovered going into selection. Do you have to be the fittest dude on selection? No. Okay. Will being the fittest dude guarantee a pass? No. Okay. Will being up the back and especially in some components, not being the best in regards to fitness aspects, will that mean you're going to fail? No. If you're always up the back, however, and if you're barely passing a 3.2 and the 20 clicker and then you're just a fucking slug always up the back, always coming last, that's not going to go well either, okay? So you're going to be somewhere in the middle. Your body, you need to be conditioned for selection, all right? You're going to be doing a lot of physical exercise, obviously. You're going to be doing a lot of pack marching. You're going to be a lot of bodyweight activities. And you have to have your body conditioned for the long periods of activity over that 3 weeks, because your body is going to be broken down, so you need to have your endurance sorted, but also your body in regards to particularly chafing, because you see guys, and I saw it when I was on my own selection course, when I helped out on selection courses, the first pack march in there, or after that 20 clicker as part of the gate, guys have got fucking chafe all over their body. All right, all over their hips, up their back, lower back, upper back. And I just think, do these guys fucking train for this? You should be conditioned and you should have done the required amount of pack marching over a long period of time that your body is conditioned to that pack. It should be fitting well, shouldn't be moving around a lot, and your body should be conditioned to handle that weight for that period of time over selection. If you're the first couple of days, you're going to see the medic and you're all strapped up and they've got the second skin or they've got whatever tape they use these days all over your body and you're walking around looking like a mummy from fucking ancient Egypt, you're probably not going to pass. Those guys generally don't pass because they're not ready and they haven't conditioned their body, right? So put in the time now. Know your body. Know where those places are that are going to get chafed. Tape the areas you need to be, but give your body time to adapt to it. So, you know, you're not one of these guys on selection that are, you know, fucked from the first 20 clicker. Let's look at your kit. You need to have your kit sorted at all times, okay? Before you rock up to selection, you want to make sure you've obviously tested that kit thoroughly. Nothing's going to break. You've amended it. You've changed anything. You've reinforced anything that needed to be on your equipment before you rock up to selection. You don't want to be rocking up to selection and you're getting, you know, bits of your pack that are going to break, your frame that's going to break because, you know, you're going to be behind the eight ball because it's equipment they've trained with for a long period of time. Now somebody's giving you new equipment, okay? So make sure your equipment is sorted. Make sure it's good to go the entire time, okay? So when you're going from one activity to the other, make sure you refurbish all your equipment. You know where everything is. You can grab it straight away because if you're asked to grab something or you're asked to pull something out by the instructors and you haven't got it or you don't know where it is, you're going to look like a bag of shit. And the mission or the task is not over until you refurbish your equipment. So once you get back from task, right, before you jump in the bed and try and go to sleep, make sure your water bowls are full. Make sure your map is refolded. Make sure your rations, ammunition, whatever you need to do to refurbish your equipment to make sure you're good to go for the next time, okay? That's just being professional and it's being a good soldier, regardless if you're on selection or not, right? So have your kit sorted all the time. Cognitive skills, right? This was a big one on Commander Selection last year. I mean, it's always going to be tested every year, okay? So to even to get on selection course, when you go through and do the aptitude test, you have to pass higher, reasonably high to even get on it. So you should be good enough. You know, guys that you know, fail selection because they might have been told that they didn't do well in the trainability stands, okay? What you want to do is practice practicing. Right? When's the last time you actually put under the pump trying to learn information? Or just not even under the pump, just learning information, okay? Most, especially if you're a bit older, you're not used to learning, right? You probably learn a lot when you're a kid into your teens, but maybe not into your 20s and 30s, okay? So practice learning and retaining information and being able to recall it, especially on selection, is crucial. And the reason why they do that is because they get a lot of farther reinforcement cycle because they can't pick up the information quick enough. It's not that they couldn't pick it up eventually. It's just that you've only got so much time on the reinforcement cycle, right? You might have a month to go through certain things and to teach you certain skills. And if you can't pick it up in that amount of time, right, you fail. So that's what they're testing on selection. Is it the be-all and end-all of an SF operator? No. I know some really fucking great operators that took a long time to learn the information, okay? And people learn different ways, especially if you're sitting down just trying to listen in on a lesson, get someone to show you some certain things without actually getting hands-on. A lot of guys can't learn that way, and they take a lot longer, all right? So it's not the be and all end-all to decide if somebody's a good operator or not, but it's what they're testing on selection, so you need to be fucking ready for that. You need to be able to be trainable. A great way to practice learning, practice retaining information, is to learn a language. There's a great app called Duolingo. If you've never heard of it, check it out. And if you're struggling for ways to practice learning, practice retaining information, jump on Duolingo, okay? It's really good. I've been on there for about 500 days straight learning a language, and it really helps you in regards to getting your mind into that thinking mode of learning and retaining information, okay? It's going to help you on selection. Will the smartest candidate always get through selection? Fuck no. Will the cognitively challenged dude always fail selection? No, all right? But you want to be a good candidate. You want to be trainable. So practice learning and retaining information, okay? Practice practicing. Next one, mindset. Mindset's always a good one. There's so much information in regards to mindset. A couple of points that I picked up recently or want to pass on is that selection, right, sucks at the time, okay, but it's always going to end. But the experiences you get on selection, you will not get them anywhere else, okay? The dudes you're going to be going through selection with, you're not going to find those dudes anywhere else, okay? The shit that you're going to do on selection, you're not going to do it anywhere else. So you're going to look back on your selection time, hopefully in a positive light, but if you can get through that selection course and move on, you always have that. You can always look back on that with pride. And yes, it fucking sucks at the time, but you're just going to get so much from that experience and going through it with all those other dudes you're going to be good mates with for the rest of your life. Be a good dude on selection, okay? Be a good team player. And I've talked about this before. So it's one of the biggest aspects on selection is being a good teammate, okay? So do what you need to do. Get your shit sorted. Help other dudes out and ask what needs to be done. And don't shy away from doing that. You don't have to fucking do everything and go over the top. Just do your fair share and help other dudes out. Everyone fucks up on selection. Everyone, right about it, just move on from that and realize you can still finish and you can still pass, okay? So when you fuck up, forget about it, or try and forget about it at least, and move on. You keep replaying that negative activity that you just fucked up, you're going to fuck up something else, okay? So move on. You can still finish. You can still pass. And then at the end of the day, it is fucking absolutely worth it going down the SF pathway. Because like I just mentioned, there's no other experiences like it. There's no other career, no other job that's like it. And you've been talking about it, and you're going to be reminiscing about it forever. Okay, so just remember that when you're absolutely got your ass hanging out on selection, you're questioning whether you want to be there or not. Of course you want to fucking be there. You just train for 2 or 3 years for it. Don't be, don't get caught out in a weak moment and then pull off, because you will regret it 5 minutes fucking later. All right, it's absolutely worth it. So stay the course, get to the end, and if you don't make it, see what you need to work on and improve for next year. All right, so there's a bunch of information there. We just went through in regards to tips, fitness, body, kit, cognitive skills, and mindset. Okay, so a bit of information there. If you want to know how to actually implement it all, I just so happen to have a course, my Indefatigable Selection Preparation course. So get in contact with me. Check out operatoredge.com/selection. You can also come and join my new community on School. Okay, you can look up school.com, which is SKOOL, school.com/operatoredge-selection. But if you go to operatoredge.com/selection, there'll be a link there. Okay, so I've got a bunch of free information within that School platform. You can get in contact with all the other, men and women in there. They're looking to go down the selection pathway as well. That's it for this episode of the podcast. Hope you got something out of it. If you've got any questions, make sure you hit me up either via social media, Instagram, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, Reese_Dowden, or even email reese@operatoredge.com. That's it. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.